We'd like to welcome everyone to our NSL Live meeting for March 28th. And we have quite a few things on the agenda we want to talk to. The first thing is our Arbor Day celebration. We have TJ here to tell us about that.
Okay, so on April 15th, which is a Saturday, 9 to noon, we're going to be meeting at the Pony Express RV Park, which is 1012 West Recreation Way, North Salt Lake. What we're going to be doing is, there's already a volunteer group that's coming in there doing a cleanup on the river. And so we thought we would join them and have them help us, and we can help them with their trash pickup or whatever, and also do some tree pruning and basically cutting out the dead. I have some pictures that you guys can look at if you'd like. And it's basically just beavers doing a bunch of damage, and we're finding big trees laying across the trail and into the river. So we would like to use those volunteers to help us out, because it's a place that we need to, you know, clean up and you know, can be a safety issue if we don't start cutting these down before they just fall. So yeah, the beavers are doing a lot of damage, and we need to clean the area up.
And that part of Legacy Trail is open right now, right? It's from Center Street North that's closed, but that part of the trail is open?
Yes. Okay. Yep, so you'll enter through the RV park, and then there's just a little trail that you go on the Jordan River Parkway, and we'll just have people show up, and I don't know that we want a bunch of people with chainsaws just dropping them, falling on people, but we'll definitely need volunteer help on pulling stuff out. We'll probably bring a backhoe with some chains and be able to pull some of the debris that's fallen to the river, try to get it up and chipped and put it in the truck and hauled off.
Is that being promoted online as well as? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have banners that are being made currently.
Hey Sandra, how are you?
And it's going to be in the Clipper. It's going to be on NSL, the website. So hopefully we get people attending and helping out with that project. So,
TJ, what day did you say it was again?
The 15th, April 15th.
So, at what time are you doing that?
Saturday. 9 to noon.
Easter.
Okay.
It's what?
That's Saturday. Also the Easter egg hunt that day and our budget meeting.
Okay.
So the Easter egg hunt's at 9 too, right?
Yeah.
That day.
So you won't have any YCC help?
Yeah.
Well, isn't your Easter egg hunt over at 9:05?
Yes.
Usually, yeah.
Okay, then you'll be
the last 15 minutes.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wouldn't imagine it's going to be.
But
typically haven't had that. Doesn't take that long. So, and if people want to help out, love them to come down after or whatever. But we wanted to take advantage of the volunteer group and all the people that are supposed to come out with that. So.
Is the RV park allowing people to park in that spot?
Yes.
Okay. Cause
We met with them today, and they said it would be just fine. So.
So all these trees that have the bark damage will have to be taken out?
Yeah.
Because they'll eventually just die?
Yeah, they'll die, and then in a windstorm they just fall.
This is all beaver damage, huh?
Yeah, and that's just a small fraction of what they've already taken down.
It would be nice if the beavers took down the whole tree by themselves.
Say what?
How many trees do you think would be cutting?
A lot of them have already fallen. So I'd like to, take the backhoe and finish cutting them off and then pull them up on the trail so we can just clean the area up. What happens is they fall in, and then any of the debris comes down the river and they just catch on the tree, and it creates these big areas where, you know, garbage collectors. So that's... I mean, right offhand, I'd say at least probably 20, at least. So we'll bring the chipper down there, chainsaws, truck, and then if we fill up the truck, I mean, it's not like we can't shoot the chips into the native area. It's not like there's just going to be mulch. So I would imagine they'll be just fine. So but yeah, the more volunteers we can get, the better. Kind of clean it up. So.
what do you need from our group? Is there anything that is like been posted on Facebook that we could personally link to, or is there anything that
I don't know.
Will be hopefully tomorrow.
Okay.
We were just getting permission from the RV park to make sure okay to park there.
Okay.
Yeah, and we got it today.
So then Linda will do that, and
I'll give her all the information tomorrow.
If everyone could, if you're on Facebook, try to link it to anything that you're involved with and share it, then that will help get the word out a little bit better.
Yeah, and if you guys can, hopefully when Linda does it, we just want to encourage people to make sure you have eyewear, tennis shoes are not really, if you can bring we don't expect people to bring steel-toe shoes, but like, just a leather boot, something that's a little more heavy duty.
Got it.
Gloves, rakes, stuff like that. We just want people to wear the proper protection.
Have you contacted maybe any of the scouting programs around to see whether or not this is something that they could utilize as
projects? No, we haven't yet. We've just been doing the banners and the clipper. But yeah, I don't know anyone. If you guys have ideas for scouting, your scouts down there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess share it and.
Okay.
I don't know if that's something that they could do. Could be a good service project.
Yeah, it'd be great. More the merrier, for sure. For sure.
Very good.
So.
Alrighty.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
You gonna leave these pictures or?
No.
Done.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And Nola, you have our schedules to hand out, new calendars?
Yes, I did. And he's a draft for discussion. He already changed one of my tentative dates, so.
Well, that's what we mean.
Yeah, I know. So, and then this was, I updated it based on Lori's email that she had sent out with her dates and times for everything. This, because of calendar, I didn't put times on it. It's just for the dates for these activities. And I think I got everything on there. If you see that I've missed something, let me know.
Okay. So. Easter egg hunt, kite festival kickoff, sort of. Kite festival is actually May 6th.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. Good. Arbor Day will be the 15th. We don't really need the Kite Festival kickoff on there either, because it's just really, we have just the Kite Festival.
The little flyers, okay.
Right. Well, I don't know, we're going to hand out, the flyer that we'll hand out, it's kind of a, not just for the Kite Festival,
yep.
It's for
yep.
everything, so I would just take those two off.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing needs to be taken off in July, we're not doing the movies in the park on the 28th.
Okay. So it's just the two in August?
We don't know about the second week right now.
Okay.
Because we still have, we're still doing the festivals at, where do we move it? Are we moving it down to?
What festival?
Polynesian Festival.
Oh, Hatch Park.
It is
right?
At Hatch?
Yeah.
They had discussed, maybe it was you, Steve, that said if you want to do it down to Legacy.
Right.
But they want to keep it at Hatch.
Okay. So the movies in the park for the 11th wouldn't be able to be at Hatch. Okay.
So we're still trying to figure out what to do.
Got it.
We might be combining with the Night Out Against Crime for our movie, for the second movie, but we don't know yet.
Okay. So we can remove the... We don't know if we're moving the 11th then, or are we removing
that? I'll do the same thing that I've done with others, and I'll put question marks there. Are you?
I'm copying off of yours. I got confused.
Sorry. So, go ahead.
Okay, so does anyone else as everyone's reviewing this that we need to look at as far as changing?
We don't need on there in April
the
NSO reads activities announced.
Sure.
We'll just be advertising for the writing workshop.
Okay. Which is still on the 18th.
On the 18th.
Yep.
No, wait. The 18th of April?
Of May.
Of May. Okay.
Yeah, and we've got all our people lined up and the building reserved and
volunteers.
I don't know if we have volunteers. We've got you guys.
That's it.
We got you and Camille. We're going to be great.
That's all we need.
Nope. The 18th is Thursday night.
It's a Thursday night.
I help you with that, too.
Awesome.
I hate to commit myself one way or the other because something comes up.
Hey, man.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I can't remember. Does this meeting start at 6 or at 5:30?
6.
Oh, okay. I just
a calendar for Matt too.
James texted me before 6. Then I started thinking maybe is it 5:30? I don't know.
She couldn't remember if she had to be on the.
I'm like list. I wait, Matt. What did I get him on my email?
Yeah, and then our car wouldn't start up there, so I got here and helped my son get the car started, and now I'm in here.
Awesome. Look
at you. Yeah. Well.
Okay. So, what you missed is Arbor Day. It's going to be on the 15th, same day as the Easter egg hunt, from 9 to 12 at the Pony Express RV Park. It's going to be a cleanup.
How's that going to work with our... We just won't be able to go. Okay.
They could come after.
Us?
No.
We can't.
The YCC.
We have a budget meeting after.
Yeah, the city council's got a budget meeting.
Yeah, you guys can.
Okay, I thought it was going to be on... I thought Arbor Day was scheduled for the 6th, which I'm glad we're not doing on the 6th, because we have a kite festival that day.
It was the 6th, then it was the 29th of April, and now it's April
15th.
It's because we hopefully will be getting a lot of volunteers that were coming on the 15th to clean that area anyway.
And which area is it? The Hughes RV?
No, it's the Pony Express RV park.
The trail.
Oh,
the trail that's right behind
Legacy.
It.
Oh, okay.
From all the beaver damage to the trees.
We've had a lot of beaver damage?
That's what TJ just said. They have... chewed off the bottom of the trees, which just killed them off. We should get the pictures.
So this is right behind APCO then, along that little path.
Got
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. So we were just changing.
Well, feel bad. I'm going to miss it.
We were changing a few things so you can.
Oh, actually, I did it.
Oh,
before
She's on top of it.
There we go. So, all right. So sounds like everything we are good so far then on this. So the next thing. Is then I don't know, why don't we go to Sandra, move you up.
Okay.
So then you don't have to, unless you have to leave at 6:30. No, was there something that you needed to talk about too before?
It was just a couple of things regarding the 5K. We had talked about maybe the price changes and stuff. We probably should, I'm going to talk to you first so that when you're done you can go and then you do the price.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go Sandra first. Okay, so Sandra, go ahead.
Okay, so I brought these for you guys.
Okay,
awesome.
Matt, have you contacted Great Western, right, that we usually get the beds from?
The truck, the trailer?
Yeah.
I have not spoken to them.
Okay.
So in case we don't get those free stage, I've added the stage at the bottom that I've gotten a quote from Dan Moreno. And the problem we had with the stage last year is the performers said that their feet were burning on the stage.
Mm.
And so we kind of need a cover for it. And so I just got a quote for the stage and the cover, and that's at the very bottom of that of this budget.
Okay.
And we're still going to use the banners from last year, but I know that we're not going to have the same sponsors and things like that. So I don't know if we want to kind of cover those up, but then I think we're going to need a new one for the front of the stage. So I did that, the 2x20, it's going to be like a long one in front of the stage that says Polynesian Cultural Festival, and we're probably not going to add sponsors on that one in case we do this again next year, so we don't have to like keep removing things like that. So I just wanted just two banners that don't have any sponsors on them, but I just got the quote for those two banners, and then I contacted Dan Moreno for I tried to get the same people from last year that did the light tower and the generators, which was Mesco, and they have not gotten back to me, so I just got the quote from Diamond Rental, including the chairs, the changing tents, and the shade tent. And I know it was a lot cheaper last year because we went through South Davis Rental, and they're no longer there anymore, so I got it from Diamond Rental. And then the restrooms, it's about the same as last year, if not a little less. And it's from the United Site Service here in North Salt Lake. And then we're going to use the same DJ from last year. I put $1,200 there because he wanted $1,200 last year, but we were able to work things out with him where he got a free booth to sell food out of. And then he said that we could pay him $800 last year. So I'm hoping that that'll be the same case this year, but I just put the $1,200 there this, like, just because that's what he's asking for. Okay. So that's everything that I have here. And I just, this is what I put together. I asked Andy about last year's budget. He said that he didn't make any changes to it. The one that we have in my email is like about $4,500. And he said there were changes that were made along the way and he never updated that spreadsheet. So
that's, right.
How much did the city pay last time, 2 years ago?
We ended up, I thought it was close to 4,000 is what we ended up doing. We only had a budget this year, is what we told you about 3,000. So 7,868.56 is exceeding the $3,000 budget. Yeah.
So it gives us a starting place to try to start cutting some of these costs down, right?
So, you know.
So last time we didn't have shade tents last time.
We did have a couple shade tents.
Yeah.
And we got some free ones from South Davis Rental. They gave us a lot of free, like the chairs, the tents, and because they're closed down.
That's true.
Yeah.
So we did have shade tents. I forgot that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did. So I mean, the real question becomes, I mean, again, I know the email went out to try to work with John as far as whether or not they may be able to help with some of the negotiating of some of the rates with some of the contracts or the people that we work with. I don't know that there'll be anything that we could do as far as rental.
I mean, you could get different prices from, like, we've already tried Mesco. Sun State Rental's another one that we use.
Yeah, I've seen them coming back this
week. Yeah.
So the stage is $2,500 of this. So if the stage is donated again and we just are buying a cover for it instead, then we're down to about $5,100 or $5,200.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big chunk of it. So then we just got to cut out another $2,000.
So the question is, you know, instead of a cover, I mean, can there be, you know, rugs or other things that can be utilized for performing? That is our challenge. Is, you know, we only have a limited budget where, you know, we utilize the money that we will pay certain vendors, but
okay.
So, right now the city's got $3,000. So there's a couple ways to skin this cat. One is we got to get the stage donated, and we got to cut $2,200 off of this budget.
Okay.
The other way is we get donations for $2,000. So if you know people, if you guys have organizations in your network that say, hey, you know, would you guys like to be a sponsor? You know, for $400, we can do the following for you. Then we can get that to offset these costs.
Okay.
I mean, and there's a possibility that, I mean, we set an original budget of $3,000. We probably do have additional money that we could look at within our budget.
If we get close, we might be able to cover the gap.
We can look probably, you know, look at additional. I mean, it all depends on, we were out the discussion of, have you contacted our corporate sponsors?
Well, so.
For this year.
Who are you talking about?
Big West.
Oh, Big West and Chevron.
Are we still?
I think we're still on.
Okay.
I don't know.
They
don't give me an indication that we're not.
Okay.
But typically, they're just waiting for an invoice from us to give us the money.
Awesome. So we're still probably good. We're going to be good there. So it's just going to be a matter of I mean, it's something that we will have discussed then as our group to see whether or not we can expand the budget.
Okay.
Looking at that.
But in the meantime, let's see if we can put all this down.
Yeah.
See if there's things that we can get donated, things that we can do without.
Find out from your DJ what kind of deal can be had there, because there are things that we'll be able to help cover, but there's things that we won't be able to do.
Okay.
Oh, so this includes the stage cover as well.
Stage and stage cover. Okay. So I mean, this is a good start point. So because we definitely have time now before the event happens. So there's a lot of time that we can look at.
Yeah, this is awesome. Thank you so much.
So I mean, there's. So I'm sorry, this is United that's down in North Salt Lake that you went to. Okay. And so when you went to them, were they? Is this their standard rate, or were they giving you any type of discounts?
I think that's standard. And
okay.
I have the quote here for.
So John can start working them over.
I've never actually used
this
them.
This is what they give me.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Probably their standard.
Is that what they said?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're in Marcel.
They are.
So that might be something that we might be able to,
Yeah.
Call on them as a city and see if they're willing to, that's one thing, too, did you talk about maybe being a sponsor for the event?
I have not.
Okay, because that's one thing. So if we list them as a sponsor of the event, maybe they're willing to. They might be willing to donate.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be something to, again, to look at. Since we haven't done the banners yet, they could, if they're willing to. Have your name on a banner at a festival.
Yeah.
A $600 donation is not much for that, and that could help cut things as well.
Yep.
Zig Signs is also someone that's in North Salt Lake. Maybe they'd be willing.
We used them last year,
but they weren't a sponsor. Maybe they'd be willing to cut their rate if they were a sponsor.
Really a sponsor? Yeah, they probably wouldn't.
Right.
Okay.
So that might be something that they might to explore as well.
Yeah.
It's asking that when you talk to them, are they willing to be part of the festival? Would they like to have their name as part of the sponsors of the festival and have them, on one of the banners?
Yeah.
That they're producing for us.
Mm-hmm.
This is our work.
Yeah. So, that could be something that they might even be willing, because those two are ways that we might be able to get either discounts or even they could give us free of charge items. And we are still looking at doing both, it's still looking at doing are we doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Well, we're just going to do Friday and Saturday.
So it's 11,
the
it's
same
11
deal as last time, we need Thursday to set things up,
Sure, that makes sense. So the park reservation would still need to be the 10th or the 12th, but the festival will only be the 11th or the 12th. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I've got everything reserved.
Awesome.
Okay.
So, that's something that... is that something that just asking the opinion, is this something, if we're looking for a sponsorship, that we just ask the organizer of the festival to ask them about sponsorship? Is something that we ask the city to be involved with? Are we in gray area here?
I don't think it's a clearly defined role. When Bruce is running his festival speed, he goes out there and beats the bushes himself.
Right.
When I was looking for things for the Three Kings, I would make those phone calls myself, but I wear both hats.
Yes,
so.
Sure. I am Councilman Jensen.
That's
calling you to see whether or not you would be interested.
Yeah.
Yes, so that...
So definitely, I would suggest if you and your network know people or want to reach out. In the meantime, if any of us have any contacts that we want to talk to and see if we can raise some funds.
Yeah, we'll do that. We did that last year. And we were able to get two sponsors. We got Bailey's to donate $500 for some things, and there was one other. I don't know if it was Sip and Swirl that was here in North Salt Lake, but they're not here anymore.
Okay.
So we'll do that again this year.
So and then what we can do is we can relook at the budget, see if there's, because we're taking money from other events that one other event that's not happening this year, and so we can utilize that, but we've already, put some money aside, so we can look at the budget and see if there's other things. But
one thing I wanted to ask is, Tattoos are a big part of the Paulina culture, and we were wondering if that is something that could be allowed at the festival.
Like what? Tattooing?
Tattooing.
I have no idea. John, any input on that?
I don't know if that's something you'd have to talk to the health department about.
I mean,
you probably have to have a license with the city.
I'm sure there's some type of regulatory hoops you had to jump through, but if you jump through them, I don't have any heartburn about.
I mean,
would you get a tattoo, Matt?
Another one?
Is there any?
No, I wouldn't necessarily get one unless it was one of the face ones that the Maoris have. Go big or go home. That's my theory.
So who would they be going through as far as licensing within the city to make the
probably
call?
Need to talk to the Davis Health Department first. And find out if there's any rules and regulations about that.
For temporary.
Because if you talk to the city's going to refer you to probably the Davis Health Department.
Okay.
Because I think as long as the health department doesn't have a problem and you set something up and they can come and inspect and you have a licensed technician who's coming and has everything they need.
Like, I don't want someone with like a bone knife and ink and they're hitting with a hammer. If that's the tattoo, actually it'd be really cool, but we're looking for that.
Okay.
Is that what you had in mind?
Well,
yes,
kind of. But
okay. In that case, it seems like it's less tattooing and more of a cultural exhibition. But you probably still should get some approval from them.
The Davis Health Department.
Yeah, I'll ask.
They still do those tattoos?
They still do that in the islands, and there's
the islands
one guy out here that's doing it for a lot of people. So
wow,
there's a guy in Magna that does it.
That seems so painful.
Yeah.
Did you have a tattoo like that?
No.
Oh. Maybe you could give us a testimony about how painful it is.
But I think that could be very, very cool.
Yeah.
And it'd be very cool if you have someone like that who can then, even within their tent, could even have a display of their art.
Yeah.
We have
somebody who could do that. He just wants to know if it's allowed. Like.
Yeah.
And when Ashley and I were at the PCC in Hawaii, we went to the Maori tent and they had just like the ink designs and you could just put on fake tattoos.
Yeah.
We got all tatted up. And then we flew that day to Maui. So we actually went and got on a plane with our faces totally tattooed like Maoris and flew and totally forgot that we had them on until we landed in Maui. People were like, talofa, what do they say? And I was like...
Yeah.
And then we realized, oh, we have tattoos all over our face.
That would be really cool if they could do that too.
Yeah.
If they had a temporary like that.
Yeah.
I bet
you'd have a line of
people.
You would have a lot of people wanting to do that.
On their arms or whatever it is.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
Do the trial run. Stamp it before you buy.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, so we can get back. We'll let you know when our next meeting is.
Okay.
And you can do some emailing. Again, it's something that we would have to do, have some discussion on where we are on our budget.
Okay.
If there's any
leeway.
Space.
Well, let's try to close the gap with getting the price down and getting donations first.
Okay. Yeah, so I would, for the three for sure, the banner, the restrooms, your sound system, and then again, the stage.
Yeah.
If Matt, if you'll contact Great Western and see if we can get that squared away like we have before, that would be nice to get to know. And then we can just try to think about what other options we might have for covering versus, rental, or do we try to do, I'm just wondering if rugs, if there's a type of, if we had rugs on that, if that would prevent or help protect feet.
Or we could just take all the leftover Three Kings t-shirts and staple them to the... to the stage.
That could work. But probably not, but a good idea.
Or we can just have a hose out there and we can just hose it down before they dance. As long as it's not slick.
Mm-hmm.
But take the temperature off.
We tried to tape down cardboard last time, but that didn't help. But maybe if we wet the cardboard this time.
I thought Polynesians never wore shoes and their feet are like leather. And it would take...
Not the Polynesians that grew up here. So.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
So any questions for us?
No.
Okay.
I don't have any questions.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll let you know of the next meeting that's coming up and then we can, have then the further discussion.
Okay.
So again, still gives us plenty of time before...
Okay.
We get to August.
And I'll just try to get in contact with like some sponsors and...
Yeah, because they might be willing to, trade services for sponsorship.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. Next time, if you can break out the different.
Yeah, and I brought these, like, their actual quotes so that you get, but then, and I can leave them here too. So.
Do you have copies on your own?
Yeah, I didn't.
You had an email?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks, Andra. All right. You are like,
so
I'm
very,
sorry.
Very quickly. And I'm thinking about too, probably should email everybody then after we talk about this. Just do a verbal quick. So on the 5K, since we are, sorry, I'm kind of out of order.
Okay.
Since, as most running events, we try to get them done even before now, but talk to Matt. He's gracefully, kindly let us use his active account again. I did get back to that guy after I finally got your emails. They weren't, I wasn't getting them. They were hitting my spam, sorry.
Oh, it was,
Okay. Like, whole crap. So, but yes, I did get back to him, and we were having, that was one of the issues of, he's one of the guys who wanted to do the registration sites, and we had done that, I guess, 1 year, and it ended up being quite the fiasco with things getting duplicated, and so I actually got back to him and told him that we already had somebody after I talked to Matt. And to do active and just have the one location where we had it. And then in the meantime, then after all of that transpired, I actually did a race where their company did the registrations and everything. And when the results were posted, it was awful. So
the
Nolan.
So you've made the right choice.
Right, because you couldn't, you're supposed to be able to sort, you know, by different categories, and it wouldn't sort, and everybody was out of order, and so the only way that you could really find anybody was to go through it one by one. And then try to go, either that or take it and dump it into your own Excel spreadsheet and sort it that way. So yeah, I think we ended up making the good choice there. And I've actually done other races with them, and there have been similar issues. I'm wondering if it's just the way that things get entered when they're keying things in, if there's extra spaces and things, you don't see them, and it just, the sorting was just, was not good. So, that being said, before I actually post and publish the registration stuff on Active, once you get it posted, it's kind of hard to go back and make changes. And we had talked at one point about maybe making some price increases because, you know, we are very cheap. And my thoughts on it were maybe going up, you know, $3 to $5 for each of the groups. And I'm looking at it now and I'm actually going to take this one out. We'll just keep it with individuals or the family/teams. And then we had also talked about doing individuals, you get a shirt. That's your option, is you get the shirt, because trying to go through it and sort through you want a shirt, you don't want a shirt. It makes it really difficult. But then the team sign up, I mean, we can do it without shirts, but I mean, we could also add another category, increase the price, and give the teams an option for shirts, because anytime you did the full family or team, it simply is no shirt option.
Well, you can do a family one, and then they can individually choose to add on shirts.
That's true.
What I think is the best option, because our family one is just a group of any size, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
Yep. So then we could actually do it so that if they wanted to do an add-on, that they could. But then the individual ones is just a shirt. And then to maybe have an early registration period ending at the end of May, which is pretty typical. As far as when prices will jump, is about a month out.
So have a pre-registration,
right?
Like
an early bird registration, right?
Pre-registration that ends shortly before the race, and then
right,
day of.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good idea, and I think the most important thing, based on last year's experience, is that we do something to encourage people to pre-register.
Right.
By making it more expensive or whatever we do. Mm-hmm.
And then,
on the day of.
Right. And then there's always the caveat on a lot of races is that they'll put in their shirt not guaranteed after such and such a date.
Mm-hmm.
So we can, whatever the date is that we need to put in the order for the shirts, then that's the date that, you know, yes, we'll do an overage like we've done in the past, but once we run out of the size, I mean, we're not going to go back in and reorder for folks just because they want one after that date. But and that really that falls in line too with
I think that's
with great. with other races that we've done. I was going to go ahead and contact Demetrio again for timing. He's been really good to work with.
Mm-hmm. He's
so,
been great.
Yeah, he is. He's really very inexpensive. And so that was really the stuff that I wanted to talk about. So I think what I'll do is, since I have kind of a consensus here, I'll rewrite up the proposal for the price increases. So right now we're doing individuals at 15. I was thinking 18. That still is a nice low number. It's under 20.
Was it 15 last year?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So last year was 15. I was thinking maybe 18. And then families are 30. I was thinking of maybe raising that to 35.
Yeah, sounds great.
And then giving the addition
for if they want to buy shirts.
Right. Right.
So what would be the price jump from early bird to pre to day of?
I was thinking a $5 jump maybe from early bird to pre-registration, unless you want to do more than that. And then the day of is going to be another $5.
So the 18 is the
early bird
price.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay,
and it jumps to 23.
Right,
which includes a shirt.
Correct. And the medals and the refreshments and little goodie bags and.
What do people usually pay for a 5K?
Actually, what do they usually, or what do they would they pay for?
Well, not what do they usually pay at ours? I mean, you
okay,
do 5Ks.
So,
what's the typical price for a 5K?
It's been a long time.
They're usually
halves and stuff are around $50-$60.
But 5Ks,
and the 5Ks
are somewhere between 20 and
35. Okay.
What about doing 15, 20, and 25?
Okay. Yeah. So keeping it at
the $5 level.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel better about that. Keep the current rate in the early bird, and then 15, just
20, 25
up.
Seems good.
And then for the families, do the same thing. Keep it currently at the 30 and 35
40.
And 40.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I love the not guaranteed after a certain time. Will you refund the money if they get a shirt, order a shirt, and don't get
I don't
one
think
after
we
that?
Refund.
No, because your shirt's not guaranteed. If you're registering after this date, you're
not
guaranteed to get a shirt.
Or we can guarantee them a medal if they win.
We can say shirts / size not guaranteed, because they might be able to take a larger size if we have.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, because
or a smaller size for a family member.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shirt size not guaranteed.
And then I have a question about teams. You said family or teams. What does teams mean?
Well, and a lot of because if somebody wants to sign up a team of folks that they're not related, but they all want to run under a same banner kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. But would we put a limit on that? Because what if I and 20 of my friends would like to sign up under a team?
Oh, cool. Interesting concept. So we can just change it to family, you're right.
I would just put it as family. People will come in.
Yeah.
Like, we'll see people come in and say, hey, it's a dad of maybe three kids, and then, like, either a neighbor kid or two cousins.
Yeah.
And I don't bat an eye. Yeah, here you go.
That's,
here's your
one thing, but it's another thing when I show up with 25 of my friends and we all want to run.
And they're all adults. That's
right.
Or we just put a limit of...
I don't think we limit, just put family. I think most people are not trying to game the system on a 5K.
Yeah.
No.
Especially our 5K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even the other races, they're generally not trying to game it. So, okay, cool. Very good.
That
I will... Yeah, and then I'll email everybody... this, and then we'll, just to make sure that the wording for things is what everybody thinks.
And
are you
planning to do just active reservation?
So we're gonna do last year we did active.com and we did in persons here at the city. If we can do that again, because there are some people who
And that don't is have a that. Way that you can sign up without paying the active fee.
Correct.
Okay. That was what I was wondering.
Yes.
Is there's mm-hmm. a non-fee option?
Yes. There
and
is.
Do we split the fee with the people signing up? Do they pay the entire fee? How do you have it set up?
The way that it was how you had it set up.
I think
if
I was set it up so they split it.
Yeah.
So that we absorb part of the cost and they absorb part of the cost. And that I think that's great. I mean, this is once again not intended to be a major revenue source for us.
Yeah,
it's intended to be a community event.
Right.
And fees can turn people away, and we don't want them to be turned away by a fee.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking too that we can make by making the jump changes this year when it's like what happened last year is because the holiday falls so close to the weekend.
So this will be a big
date.
Year again.
It'll be a big year again. Making the changes on a big year will have a smaller effect, hopefully. And
get way too many razor bibs.
Yes, I know.
I have a box for you too. So
okay.
Because I never returned the razor bibs back. It's fine because he's not able to use them. Just gives him a gap.
Okay. All right. So I think that's it for right now, because I think right the thing now is we just need to get this in and set up on active so that we can then start linking from the other running sites.
And you want registration to start beginning of May? Is that what your goal is?
My life doesn't really start going back to normal again until April 19th when we get back from Boston.
Right. So maybe.
Yeah. I mean, if I can get it set up between that and the end of April, that would be. I mean, it
yeah.
needs to be done before the end of April.
Okay.
Yeah. We're kind of in that.
It's just that's what we could. Man, the newsletter, we could put, you know, when registration starts and make sure that we publish that.
And put in the newsletter that there will be a advantage to signing up early this year.
We should put the rates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that people start to see that and think about it early.
Yep. Okay.
Very good.
Good. Well, thank you.
And mm-hmm. you're going to have to leave, right?
Yeah.
Such a, okay. All good. All right.
Cool. Thank you.
So, Lori, flyers. What's our... I know you said you didn't get the logos that you needed, so...
I don't have logos. Pretty much from any... I might have maybe... Nola, did you send me a logo?
I was going to.
I have no logos.
Okay.
Let me
so,
make that note also.
I have not made the flyer yet because I got no logos.
Okay.
What logos are you looking for?
Logos for all of our little events.
Oh.
I will do that. So that we can make a flyer that has each of them on there. And then we can hand that out at the Easter egg hunt.
So there might be a problem doing that.
Why?
Because... what we've been told is all the activities need to be approved by the city council. We don't have a city council meeting until after the Easter egg hunt.
Have our events not been approved yet?
I haven't brought it before them, although I don't see any...
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be a problem.
If we can't do the flyer, we'll just do like we did last year, which is flyers for the next event at the previous event each
I
time.
Think it's fine if you get them all. If you get it together, let's just hand them out. Worst case scenario, the city council says, well, I don't want this event. Okay, fine. We just don't do that event 4 months from now when it happens or whatever.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the city's going to at least do the ones coming up imminently. Like
I mean, it's a sign that should we just not worry about the flyer then?
Maybe not.
Well, I don't know.
I
mean, what have we really got? We've got the NSL Reads is definitely happening.
So what it would be on there is...
The 5K, the Kite Festival, and the NSL Reads are definitely happening.
NSL Reads, 5K, Festival of Speed.
That's definitely happening.
Trotter Treat. That
and
is what would be on the flyer.
Those? Yeah. Put it on there.
We thought about putting the Polynesian Cultural Festival on there, but I just think that's its own thing and it will have its own separate advertising.
And that thing I actually brought before the City Council and there was a majority of us that supported it. So that's the one that seems questionable and that's the only one that I've actually gotten approval for.
Okay.
But, I mean, we've done all the others every year, so I don't think there should be any problem. There's nothing. We're not putting anything new on here.
And I'm not planning to put the second Sunday concert series on there.
That's fine.
Unless you want it on there. I just thought that might be sort of its own separate thing, too. But
that's fine.
I'm totally happy to put it on there.
No.
There'll be space.
If I got to come up with a logo between now and then, no way.
But we could do something really simple, right? That's just like...
So are we working with Rachel on the logos, or are we just coming up with our own?
So I have gotten Rachel, she did mine, and I brought them for approval tonight.
Okay.
So I'll pass those around. They're not in color, but in color they're adorable. And so the theme, it's all magic. And what I did this year, instead of one poster...
She agreed, right?
What?
She agreed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Our Night of Magic, the big fall event, will be Charlie Holmberg.
Awesome.
So it's going to be rad. She's excited about it, too. So it's all magic. I did three posters instead of one because I think Bruce's point is a good one, that if there's too much information on the poster, nobody reads it. So I thought we could just switch them out. Each of them are different enough, I think, that people won't think it's the same thing over and over again.
Great.
So, writing workshop.
First.
Summer writing festival.
Mm-hmm.
The actual event.
Yep.
Perfect.
I can't wait.
Should be really fun.
That was my idea, by the way. We're just saying, because I read the books, and I said, this would be such a great one, because he's local, and that's when, you know...
Yeah,
Taylor's like, oh, that's
my cousin's
wife.
Yeah.
What?
It's going to be great. It's going to be really, really, really fun. And I think, I wish the posters were in color. They're old-fashioned, old-timey magic, like the covers of the books.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Very good.
So that leads me back to Rachel. She's done the logo for NSL Reads.
For the hat,
yeah. And
okay.
That's what I'll put on the logo for NSL Reads, is the hat with the magic wand. And so it doesn't have to be like a real logo, but for the races, we have a real logo.
Right.
And the Trotter Treat, we have a real logo, so.
I mean, for the Kite Festival, it's just really
we
kite.
Can just put a kite if we want to.
Would be fine. And then we already have the logo for the 5K, right?
Yeah,
and are we using the same thing that we used for the charge sheet last year? Are we using the same logo as the...
I mean, we can...
I think we can.
We totally can.
I like that one. Right? The
only thing is we'd have to change... I think there might be a date on it, but it'd be tiny enough that you probably can't see it anyway.
Yeah.
But we could change the date on it.
Okay.
Even if we change the logo ultimately...
Yeah, it won't matter.
For the t-shirts,
yeah.
If we do t-shirts, it wouldn't matter at all.
Right. So, okay. So do we want to go ahead and do the flyers then to give out? Should we just do flyers, or do we want to do posters as well?
I don't know that posters would be such a good thing. I think the posters for each individual event.
Flyers good.
Because people, it starts to disappear, right, if you see the same poster over and over again.
Yeah. So I think the flyer would be great, and then... Are you just going to head that up then? So do you want me to find you? For me, my part, do you want me to find you a kite?
If you want to.
Logo, okay.
Or we could use the poster from last year. Because again, it wouldn't matter if we change it for this year.
Okay.
Because it'll just be tiny.
Do you have that image of the poster from last year?
I might.
If not, I think
Camille might have sent it to me.
Okay. We can always just trim it if there's any date information.
Oh yeah, that'd be really easy. Just trim it. Okay.
But if you do decide to do a kite as an image... Do like a fancy dragon kite, and don't just do like a diamond shaped
something
kite.
Fun.
Yeah, people look at them.
And
like, ooh.
Everyone might not know that the dragon. If they look at it on the little flyer, will they know that a dragon is really a kite, or they're going to think it's?
Well, if they see like the fake dragon head with the kind of the.
I mean, our flyer's this
body,
big.
Just saying. If I see a boring giant diamond, I'll be like, eh. But if I see like a cool dragon kite, then I'll think, I need to go to that kite festival.
Yeah, who is coming to the Kite Festival? That will be like everyone better show up.
Yep.
Same.
Matt, I have one question. You were the connection to Dan Coleman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would
sixth
you mind contacting
right.
him? I've emailed him a couple of times and I haven't heard back from him.
Yeah.
I just want to. He was okay with that. I think maybe his email changed or something, or it's going to spam.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we're still on board before I actually finalize these.
I will give him a call on my drive home.
Okay. Cool. Thanks.
Awesome. All right. So, and then
well,
sponsors, you put on your Matt and Lori updates if needed. Again,
I have.
We should be good as far as.
Yeah, we should be good with Friends of Refineries. I, on the council meeting last week, I signed that letter for Zions, which they sent off. Mm-hmm. However, we already received a check from them, so the money's already here.
For
oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. For the reeds.
Yeah. So I will go, I'm going to grab that right now.
Woohoo!
The
they like you.
Yeah. It was in my box, both the letter for me to sign and the check from Zions asking for it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's weird and awesome. I don't understand.
And they put in their budget and they decided just to send it off and assumed you're doing it again.
Yeah. Well, I emailed her and said I'm planning to send another proposal. Do I still send it to you? The woman is my contact. She's like, sure is.
So as far as sponsors, King's English is still our sponsor again?
I have to still double check with them, but
okay.
Everybody else is on board.
Because I just didn't know if Charlie Holmberg had someone that she
wanted.
Yeah,
that's
specific.
What I haven't checked with. If we should be going through a different bookstore because of her. And
okay.
I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
$660.
What?
For us?
I don't think so.
I don't understand, but it's red.
And it's alive. Care of Matt Jensen, Science Management Services.
$660? They've never given that much, have they?
No. Last year was $500.
They just like it.
That's rad. I'm not going to complain at all. Look at me. My sponsors are getting better.
They're growing on their own.
Okay, so speaking of, and then, you know,
you can have that too if you like.
Clearly we have other opportunities to pursue others. I mean, I haven't spoken to him, but we've talked about it. We have the opportunity to go to Lee's. Lee's will probably want.
Lee's wants to be involved in the community. They want to sponsor stuff.
Okay.
So I don't think we need to reluctantly go to Lee's. I think we need to anxiously go to Lee's. Lee or eagerly go to Lee's because they, when we met with them a year before they built, they said, we want to be involved with stuff.
You do need to go a couple weeks before because you do have to fill out a request form.
Right. So my idea, I mean, the thing that we should really focus on, I think, for them is going to be the 5K.
Yep.
I think that's a really good one for them to be involved in. They could probably donate some food for the runners. That would be the one that we would want to talk to them about. I don't know that we, you know, I mean, we can offer them other things as well, but, you know, would you like to be a sponsor at our Reads event by providing refreshments? So that's something we could do.
Or would you like to make a cash donation to our Polynesian and Cultural Festival?
Holy cow, yes.
Because they may be willing to do that.
Maybe. Speaking of, so the budget. So we did give them a budget of $3,000 is what we talked about. We do have more than that we can spend because we spend close to $4,000 on the 3K, and that's where we were transferring some of the money from anyway. So we do have extra money, and we did have extra money last year besides that. So, I mean, we probably do have a little bit of leeway, but not
so,
that leeway.
But
so
do
we're
we
gonna
want to let them keep creeping up?
No, we can give them a final budget, though.
Well, I think
it was between 4 and 45 last time because we took what we had set aside for a possibility to do the children's theater again, and we took that 1,500 and put it on top of the 3,000 and made it 4,500.
So we're going to be doing our budget after the Easter egg hunt, and the budget last year was 13,000 because we had $10,000 from the refineries, and then we usually bring about $1,000 revenue in from the 5K and 1,500 to 2,000 from the Three Kings. So that budget's going to be now 11,000 because
right.
The Three Kings expenses go away, but also the Three Kings revenue goes away.
Right.
So just want to make sure we're all on the same page about how much money we actually have to spend.
So we never included the revenue as part of that. It was only what the expenses from our
so that was
11,000.
So the city was very clear on that. They don't have a mechanism for saying any money you make, you keep.
Right.
So we as a city council had to guess what that revenue was going to be and set that as our budget.
Right.
And then the city just keeps the money that comes in. So it'll be probably be a budget of about 11,000 this year.
Okay.
11?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where
we've been anticipating $1,000 of revenue from the 5K.
Okay. So we
it's
get
five,
the
five,
10
one.
From the refineries.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1,000 from the city, and we have 11,000 total.
Yeah.
And we are going to give 3,000 of it.
Well,
to
the 660 comes. Yeah, I mean the 660 also would have to be included on that, so we can up that by another.
Yeah, so we can go 1166. 11,660 is where we are as of right now, today.
Okay. Just make it 12. Seriously.
Maybe I'll make it 5. Maybe I'll make it 11.5.
No. That's less. Make it 12.
That put less,
that's
less
more.
That puts less of a burden on the 5K for delivering revenue.
Make it 12. Matt's making it 12. Right? You heard that. 12.
That'll be in the 12. Minutes.
12. 12. Say it with me. 12. Come on, guys.
It depends. You need to understand how this works.
Actually, it doesn't really matter to me because I'm not going to be your treasurer anymore.
We sit down as a city council, and then the city staff goes through and just beats us up about all the extra money they need. And by the end of it, we're just like despondent. And then someone says, hey, we need an extra $12,000 for $2,000. And then the city council says, not only no, but no, I'm just kidding. They'll say yes. But still, it's a brutal morning.
I think the city can kick in that extra
$340.
I think. I'm pretty sure that the $340 will be okay.
No way. That pays.
No, I mean, so
that pays for like one hundredth of a light kit for a new.
That's right, $50.
So no, I mean, here's the thing, though. I mean, we need to look at how much. I will get the listing of how much we have left too, because we might have enough money left over in our budget from this year on the fiscal year to actually maybe buy a sound system. We talked about that, so we might want to look at doing that because that goes until June, and then we have the new budget that starts to go with everything else.
Yeah.
So we don't have to keep borrowing
Becky's.
The Edwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just seems wrong.
They should just make a tax-free or taxable donation.
Seriously.
Just give it to us.
Yeah, they go get new ones.
Yeah, just go get a new one, write it off as a donation to the city.
Okay. So, other one than that, I think we've covered everything on here. We need to decide on our next date. We really need to probably start meeting more often as we're getting into our season. April 11th.
It is my sister's birthday, so it's likely I'll remember.
That is the second Tuesday of April.
Yep, let's do it.
Works for me.
Okay. That will be, again, it will be the
Tuesday
our meeting
right
before the Easter Egg Hunt and the Arbor Day event. That should also be, at that point, I will come with our final Kite Festival poster, ask for approval, and then we'll go ahead and get that sent off for the events. I mean, 2 weeks beforehand is what we want to do for any type of school event when we're going to send it to PHR. Anything else that we want to send to, we don't want to advertise the Easter Egg Hunt.
Not through PHR.
Not through, no. I mean, not through any place, really, yeah. Besides regular city things, because we don't want more people showing up than we already have, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All good. And then we'll just plan on the flyers going out. So are you coordinating that with Signature Press to do, or are we doing, who are we going to print the flyers
to? The flyers? Well, they'll just be little sheets of paper. I imagine we can just have the city print them.
Cut them?
Just get approved. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be a lot cheaper than paying someone else to do it, I think.
We can have the city print them?
Everybody's looking at me.
They've printed flyers in the past for us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you're fine with that.
All right. Do they cut them too for us?
I think actually they have.
But there is a cutter back there, and I've only lost one digit on it. It means I got nine more to go.
You don't want me to cut because I can never cut straight with those things.
So anything else that needs to come up before our body of less than a quorum?
Is Taylor done then with this?
Taylor will be done.
So he won't meeting?
He might come to the next one. He's in Prague right now, and he's moving.
If you get a hold of him, I would like a notification for sure from him. That way I just don't go find somebody to replace him.
I can forward you the email he sent to Camille, which pretty clearly says he's gone.
That works.
Where's he moving?
I think it's West Jordan. He's moving into, I know we talked about it before, but I think they're building one that's like going to be off the grid, might be off the grid as far as having all solar panels with the Tesla battery and, you know, all good together.
There is a
really
community out there off of Mountain View Corridor that's all solar panel.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, that's quite a commute to Skyline from there. Sure, we are officially done.
Time when you don't have enough to charge.